the Doctor.
Welcome, everybody, to Heroes Asylum, issue 49. This is our Christmas Eve special, our show. We are running a little late this week. Unfortunately, it is just me this week. Kane, unfortunately, has caught the plague that has been going around. So I just want to, you know, send a shout out to him. Hopefully he'll feel better. But we're going to go ahead and continue on. Not much has gone on, actually, this week. It's been a really, really quiet week. We did have the launch of, or the release of, the Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. I'll be doing a quick review. No spoilers, folks. We'll just kind of run over that. Kane and I do have a spoiler-heavy review that's coming out later this week, where we actually sat down directly after we saw the movie, probably like 20 minutes afterwards, and we just went over everything, talked about our goods and bads. I'll let Kane also, you know, let you know what he feels about it. If you guys are on our Facebook page, thank you. He has put out a little review, I think, online there, so you guys can always check that out. But we're just going to kind of run over, just like I said, slow week, not a lot of news. Couple of launches for some shows. Witcher actually debuted this week on Netflix, which, based off a series of books. Unfortunately, I've never gotten a chance to read the Witcher books series, so I can't. My opinion from it, from this aspect, is really just what I saw and what I, you know, how I did enjoy the show. The I would see Henry Cavill definitely doing something other than Superman. I also the Mission Impossible character he did there. So it was really fun to see him. But the rest of the cast, very familiar faces. I had to do a lot of like research on, like, oh, okay, that face looks familiar. That face looks familiar. I found it to be fun, captivating. It took me a couple of episodes to get into it. It reminded me very much of Game of Thrones, and the fact that Game of Thrones was a slow start. Like, the very first episode of Game of Thrones, I had some issues getting into. And so, our rule here, Heroes Asylum rule, is, you know, we give it 5 watches, you know, to see, because we do know, you know, we understand that it takes a little bit of time to build into the characters and to introduce and grow the story. And that's kind of what happened with Witcher. It took, I think, about the third episode, I was hooked. The only thing I had, and it was probably, if I read the book, I probably would have felt more in tune with it, was there's a lot of time differences on the stories, and I'm not aware of it. I don't remember seeing anything where they said, hey, there would be a difference here and there. But one of the stories is taking place at the end of kind of this overall arc, and then one of the stories is taking place at the beginning, and it's really not until like 6th or 7th episode, I believe, where they actually can tie these in. And then I was like, oh, okay, here, this is where we're at. They're meeting here now. But again, it was a fun movie. Heavy, that definitely, you want to keep your kids away from it. There's some, when I throw it into the vein of Game of Thrones, a lot of nudity, a lot of violence, a lot of bloodshed. But we're all adults here, I think. Any young listeners, you know, definitely get your parents to check that out. I do know we have a couple of young listeners, but get your parents to check it out. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. The next one actually was The Mandalorian. Dropped its 7th episode. We've got 1 left coming this Friday. December 27th will be the last one of season 1. And for any of you Mandalorian fans out there, or if anybody's that's interesting, I might drop some spoilers, so just you may want to skip ahead for probably maybe 2 or 3 minutes. But with this Mandalorian episode, this is the one I was expecting to see earlier in the series. You know, Wes, we have the Mandalorian. He has the kid with him. They are on the run, trying to hide away from everybody. And I really expected to see this episode where there was something. I expected the child to get kidnapped, which, again, spoilers, he does get kidnapped. And finally, you know, captured by the broken Empire. I don't know what else to call it, the remnants of the Empire. And he is, you know, he's finally captured by what I thought was probably some of the cooler looking the stormtroopers that lately they've been you know, they're all just a ragtag bunch of guys, and these guys seem like the rougher of them. They you know, picked up the speeders from Return of the Jedi, and they were able to pick him up. And you know, it ends on a downer again. But I like I was saying before, I expected this sooner in the trilogy. I expected it that so that it was more of a story, I guess, to go rescue the child. Yeah, but really, it looks like I don't know if we're going to leave with a cliffhanger that he's just, you know, he's not rescued yet, or if just episode 8 is just going to be action packed nonstop. So we will see at that point. And again, I have yet to be disappointed. If I have one episode out of The Mandalorian that I think was a little dull, and that's really stretching it, I think it was that episode 5 when him and another bounty hunter went off looking for another bounty hunter. And that one, it was kind of a slow one. The only thing I liked about that one, I think, was there was a lot of throwbacks to the original Star Wars, because they went back to Tatooine. They went back to Mos Eisley's. And so, I mean, there's a lot of connection there. I thought that was fun. But the overall story it was good, just wasn't on par with the rest, which that's fine. You know what? If that's the worst episode out there, this show's knocking it out of the park. You know, thanks for, John Favreau, Dave Filoni, all the producers that are involved in this as well. I'll even say it. I know everybody's hitting, Kathleen Kennedy, but I mean, she's part of this Mandalorian success as well. So, congratulations to everybody. Cannot wait for the next season. I do know they're signed up for a second season, so hopefully we will see that soon. Now, like I said, slow week, not much going on. So I'm going to talk about the Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. We were able to go make it out. It was Kane, myself, our friend Willie, and Cindy and Steve-O. We were all able to make it out as a group. It's where Midnight Movie Review started, or the Midnight Movie Club is what we originally started. We're calling it, where we all would meet up. We'd be in the movies at midnight on Thursday, because we'd always catch the early screenings. And but so this was kind of a reunion of sorts with everybody, because we hadn't been together in a while. And I have to tell you, I'm happy with the story. I don't feel that they overcorrected from the Last Jedi. They filled in some of the blanks. They filled in some blanks, but kind of left it open. I know there was a few origin stories that didn't get complete closure. So we'll hopefully see that in maybe in another form. There's always the expanded universe. And speaking of expanded universe, this movie was steeped in expanded universe. Everything from Voices of the Past, from the Clone Wars sagas, Rebels, even the original series. There were just so many hands and so many fan service nods I loved it, and nobody can argue with me on this one, that this one definitely connected other things. Maybe not heavy, but I think well enough to where it satisfied the expanded universe and the Legends fans, satisfied the new fans, because it was really heavily based in for the new group. Yes, you did have, Lando, you did still have Leia there. I thought Carrie Fisher's spots on that were great. If whatever was the CGI for her looked amazing. And they were, Lando, again, I thought, Billy Dee Williams, I thought did an amazing job coming back. Would have loved to have seen him on, in Last Jedi, but, him coming back here was great. I will admit, there were a few moments I did get teared up. I will definitely have to say that. A few of them you have seen in the trailers. There was a scene with C-3PO saying he's taking one last look at his friends. Was a little tearjerker. And there were just other moments in it. And I will suggest, go see it. I will never tell anybody not to go see a movie. Go see it for yourself. See what you think. One of our diehard Star Wars fans, Steve-O, you guys, if anybody's listened to the Midnight movie podcast about Star Wars, we had him in there, and he was a very anti Rian Johnson, Last Jedi fan, and he really walked out of there. He was happy with the with it, and that to me that was a sign and a mark of you know them doing something well. So you know, and this is the last of the saga, the closure of the Skywalkers. I'm sure we're going to see more Jedi or more Star Wars stuff down the road. But I do know that they're putting a there'll be a break for a while. I know they did say that because they are concentrating really on the streaming service with, again, The Mandalorian, what we just talked about, as well as, you know, Obi-Wan's getting ready to start filming soon. They have the Cassian Andor series. I believe that one's actually getting ready to start filming as well. So there's a few other things. You know, we're going to get Star Wars, folks. We're not going to be without. And there's also the Clone Wars. Last season of the Clone Wars is coming out. I believe that's coming out in spring. Don't quote me on that one. I'm not sure on the date, but I mean, right there alone, you have three Star Wars shows going on. So, you know, we're going to get our Star Wars fix, just not in the big screen, which I'm fine with. I think they need to take a break, decide where they're going to go. Are they going to continue with this group? Or are they going to go back? I mean, there's always been that rumor of the, doing the Knights of the Old Republic series, which I would love to see, especially, you know, the clashes with the Jedis and the original Sith. But I'd also prefer to see growth in the universe. I grew up with this. I'm a fan of the originals. I enjoy nostalgia, but I'm also a big fan of moving forward. Mandalorian is a prime example of that. Take that world, take that universe, and move forward. Build something more. You have your remnants and your hints of what was. But you build that off and make a bigger world, and I think if they do Cassian that way, if they do with Obi-Wan that way, I know they're locked into a time frame that's in between movies, so I know they have to do certain things at a certain time. But I believe they could build a bigger world, which could lead into more movies or shows. But that is my review on Star Wars, Star Wars, sorry, Rise of Skywalker. So you guys definitely check it out. I think it was a great, great movie. I had fun, and I'm looking forward to going and seeing it again. I think I'm waiting for everybody to, I know the first group went and, you know, it wasn't as big, but I think a lot of people are waiting for the holidays, you know, their vacation times to go and see. Nobody wanted to go to the madness. We embrace the madness when it comes to those movie openings. I feel like sometimes when I go to movies and there's not a crowd, I feel left out. I feel like I'm missing a part of the overall movie experience. So what we're going to do now, I'm actually going to turn the show over to a friend of ours. He is a resident inmate here. We're going to go ahead and take a journey, since this is our Christmas Eve show. We're going to take a journey into the Heroes Asylum study. And we have a story to tell everyone. So here you guys, we can take it away now.
Welcome, welcome. I will be reading you It Was a Night Before Christmas in Gotham. It was the night before Christmas in all throughout Gotham. The streets were abuzz from the breakout in Arkham. The prisoners ran free without a care, as with the charge was led by the Joker with a gleaming green hair. Commissioner Gordon sent out his men to stop the crimes before the clock struck 10. A fight broke out with bullets and knives. Now only hope rested on one man to save their lives. Gordon darted up to the rooftop in a mad dash, running up the stairs like the speedster, the Flash. Lighting the beacon for hope, the bat covers the sky, quieting the streets as the citizens yelled for help in a single cry. A hum filled the silent air of the night as everyone knew who would soon appear. Swooping down from the shadows, the villains would shout, "Oh no, the Dark Knight is here." Now Batgirl, now Robin, now Nightwing, and Batwoman. The whole Bat family arrived with the help from Catwoman. The prisoners fell one by one at the hands of these heroes. The Joker grew increasingly frustrated as his numbers dwindled to zero. With nearly invisible for his breakout suppression, Batman walked forward ready to give the Joker his final lesson. punch, block, kick, chop. Laughter was hushed with the good guys coming out on top. With the night won, our heroes vanished without a sound, leaving the fallen crooks in arrestable mounds. Gordon returns to his car after a long day of work. To his surprise, what was left in the backseat face with a silent smirk. Joker lay defeated, wrapped in a bow, with a note from the stopper of his violent show. Merry Christmas, Commissioner Gordon, and have a safe night. From the Batman, aka The Dark Knight.
Well, that was our first story from the study of the Heroes Asylum. Maybe we'll hear more during the holidays next year. Next one I have actually is our Legends of the Long Box. We haven't done a Legends in a little bit. It's been a weird month, so we're going to go ahead and jump into that.
Legends of the Long Box.
All right, so this week, actually, I only have a couple. Was able to make it to the store and pick up a couple books. Two of them, or actually one specifically, was for Rise of the Kylo Ren. It was a Star Wars book, and actually, for anybody that has seen the Rise of Skywalker, you do find out a little bit more about the Knights of Ren, or see more of the Knights of Ren, but they still left you wanting a little bit more. So this book actually picks up at the very moment that Kylo and Luke clashed, and when you know that one scene Last Jedi, where Luke went to attack Kylo in his sleep because he felt evil. It picks up literally at that moment, and you come to find out that the Knights of Ren are a group of kind of on their own, and Kylo was trained at the Jedi Temple. You find out what happened to some of the Jedis that were there with him. You also find and see how he meets with Snoke. This is a 1 out of 6 run right now. So it's really good. I like the artwork. I like the story. It's giving us kind of a little bit more of what we want. I think they were waiting to get the movie out before they dropped this. And my second one is Wonder Woman, Dead Earth. I know I'm a big fan. I always talk about the Black Label for DC. This is another release from DC on the Black Label. Basically, kind of an alternate timeline for her, but it's that she somehow gets locked away inside the Batcave in some, like, cryo tube, from what we see. There's not much explanation on that. But the world has had a nuclear disaster, and the citizens are few and far between. And we pretty much just follow the small group of kids that are out trying to hunt for food, trying to hunt for prizes to bring back to the main guy at the local village so they can get some scraps for food or whatever they need. And they come across Wonder Woman, who, again, she's trying to find out what's happening. She's like, how did I get in this tube? She's in the Batcave, and she has no idea what took place. She gets taken to this village. Of course, very, very typical of like a Mad Max, post-apocalyptic world. They have these battle arenas, and she has to end up battling none other than Cheetah. And so they fight a little bit, and she eventually wins not only her battle with Cheetah for her freedom, and she decides to take the villagers that want to go with her, that she feels that the safest place will be Themyscira, where no man can touch. So she's assuming that, that should be fallout free, still, led by the women. So she's taking the remnants of this village to there so they can, live a better life. And that's where we end. And that is, I'm trying to remember, I think it was a book 1 of 3 on that one. So a little iffy on the artwork. I wish I forgot to write down who the artist was, but it's a little iffy on the artwork, but the storyline I liked. It was, it had a Mad Max feel, but a little different. And to see her, because we don't ever see Wonder Woman, in that kind of struggle. So it was really good to see her doing that kind of story. So guys, we're at the end. Heroes Asylum, issue 49. is over. Next week is our issue 50, and it will be our end of the year review show, kind of what we feel was the, some of the top movies out, maybe some of the best runs that we saw this week for book releases, or not this week, sorry, this year. Also, of our best favorite shows that we've caught, you know, obviously in our genre that we do talk about. And if I'm going to post it out again, guys, if anybody has anything they want to throw in there, any anything they want to, you know, us to talk about as far as end of year, throw it out there. We'll be on Facebook, on Twitter. That's where you can find us. If you cannot find us there, go to heroesasylum.com. There's a link for our Twitter account, our Facebook account. Also a link to all the places you can get us. Also some of our, I don't want to call them sponsors, but some of our friends are out there to, you know, their links to there. So check that out, guys. It's heroesasylum.com. I've just kind of redone the page. I'm trying to get more and more articles out there so you guys can see what, you know, some of the things we're talking about and some of the up and coming news. So check that out, guys. In the meantime, I hope you guys have a great Christmas, and we will see you guys at the beginning, or next year, or next, not next year, sorry, jumping the gun, next week for our end of the year review. I hope you guys have a great day and a good holiday. Bye.